Let's keep talking about what the next month may actually mean for us as South Africans, as South African business. Now, the country is currently experiencing a lower than expected uptake in vaccines, leaving the cold storage facilities with an excess of 16 million jabs. These are the latest figures. What does this new variant actually mean for South Africa's fight against COVID-19? And what can we expect for business? Well, on the line is the health chairperson of Business for South Africa, Dr. Stavros Nicolaou. Doctor, good evening. Welcome to The Money Show.
Good evening and thanks for having me again.
Right. So we're looking at this fourth wave. We're looking at this new variant. What are you expecting with regards to Business for South Africa?
Right. Firstly, I think the only predictability here is the unpredictability. Were we expecting a fourth wave? We certainly were. No one could predict the timing. It would appear, because we're starting to see the manifestations of a fourth wave. We're by now all aware of the discussions of the new variant, which will be named officially tomorrow, I believe. I can't say this is entirely a surprise. What might be a surprise is it's come a little earlier than anticipated. But what's important is how we manage and deal with it. We certainly don't need further hard lockdowns, and the lockdown patterns have largely been determined by the strain on the healthcare system. So the more you have a surge in hospital admissions, particularly ICU admissions and critical care admissions, the more likely you are to start moving back into lockdown scenarios, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So this is largely in our hands. What has been disappointing, of course, is that the vaccination rate has dropped off quite sharply in the last 6 to 8 weeks. You've outlined the numbers. We are now sitting with a significant oversupply, around 160 days worth of stock in the country. A very different problem to what we had 6 or 7 months ago, where we had an undersupply and an over demand. It's now gone full circle, and we have a very little demand and an oversupply of vaccine. So there are two things we need to be doing here, Ray. The first is we need to be encouraging as many people to get vaccinated as possible. Now, we don't know what the impact of this variant will be on the current suite of vaccines that we have, but it's highly likely that these vaccines will demonstrate some efficacy against the variants. We know that. And secondly, we have to stop any super spreader events. I'm exceedingly concerned about RAGE. I think it's next week, right? And other similar super spreader events. And I think we've got to take responsibility as a society around those two things. And my very final point is we are backing and forthing on mandatory vaccinations in the workplace and in other parts of other parts of society. But countries have gone ahead with this. As recently as yesterday, I hosted the president of Kenya, President Kenyatta. He was telling me what they've done. So from the 21st of December, any Kenyan that wishes to access any facility, a public facility, like a train or public transport, or the workplace, is going to have to be vaccinated. And I think we need to be following suit. It's enough dilly-dallying on this issue. We need to move ahead with it as a country.
Yeah. Moving ahead, I mean, you're also the group senior executive at Aspen Pharma. Are we in a situation now where we're going to go back to those same lockdowns? We're going to go back to the same thing? Because there are concerns that with this new variant from a medical point of view, that things may change, that we may need to get new jabs and things like that to respond to it.
Craig, we don't quite know what the next 2 weeks are going to bring out. Now, I think we've got to remain optimistic, cautiously optimistic. We've experienced variants, albeit that this particular one seems to have more what we call spike protein variants than the previous. The two that were particularly concerning to South Africa were the Beta and Delta variant. Right? The Delta variant, the one we've just encountered, it was extremely destructive. So we don't quite know what the next 2 weeks are gonna bring. But what we do know is that when the cases go up and people become severely ill, and the strain is placed on the healthcare systems, that is when government tends to move into lockdowns, so that it eases the burden on the healthcare system. And as I said earlier, the only thing we can do right now is we've got to continue practicing the protocols, ventilating, masking, and all the other protocols that are well established by now. And we also have to drive the vaccination program. We've dropped to 110,000 vaccines a day, down from a high of 290,000 was the highest recorded. And we need to get it back to levels of 300,000 to give us a really good fighting chance.
Yeah, it certainly is very, very concerning that people are just not getting their jabs. Health Chairperson of Business for South Africa, Dr. Stavros Nicolaou, thanks for being on The Money Show.